100 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer for the past 20 years with three locations, one of which is right here in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, at The Circle, next to Ideal Tile. I also have a location in 82 Main Street in Chatham, New Jersey. And finally, my newest location is 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Three locations, easy to find. We do everything from simple color consultation, and we have a promotion for $199 where you get a decorator for the afternoon. I'll come into your house, give you some wonderful ideas. Whether you do it yourself, we have a carry that out for $199. We can come out and give you some wonderful and fresh ideas for your home. So today's topic happens to be the lighting show. It's all about lighting and things that can change your house. So I felt there was so much to cover in this hour, I wanted to do it in two parts. And after our news break on the half hour, we're going to have Bruce, who's the owner of Flemington and Fan and Lighting, on the phone, and he's going to talk about some trends in lighting and things you can do to make your house more beautiful by lighting it properly. So I want to start by talking about exterior lights, because I do think they are very important. You drive up to a home, maybe you're going to a dinner party, and it's well lit. The house really does show better. And there are a lot of tricks that you can do to lighting your house, both the exterior of the house and the interior of the house. So I want to start by talking about front door lights. And front door lights for me are something that I change often. If I'm going to stage a house to sell it, or when someone buys a resale home, one of the first things I do is sort of change the lights, because I think that just sort of signifies there's a new presence or an update or a change, and people notice it as they walk by. And one of the things that I will say that's good in current times is lighting has gotten so much more sophisticated and better than it ever has. Just like tile has, lighting has continued to become better and also cheaper. I'm getting fixtures now for such good prices. They're reproducing them for such good prices. I'm getting fixtures, better looking fixtures, at better prices than I have before. And that's how it should be, because most fixtures, there's not much to them. They're a couple of wires, some metal, and a little bit of glass. So an outdoor lantern or an outdoor light can make a big difference in how your front looks. In the most recent years, people were getting rid of their shiny brass, although in the 90s and the early 2000s, the shiny brass was very popular, and going for more of a softer look, oil rub bronze or a brown fixture has been very popular finish. In later days, iron, like a black iron fixture, has been very popular. And of course, some of the nickel surfaces, polished and brushed nickel surfaces for light fixtures are continue to be popular. These days, I seem to be doing a lot of black of wrought iron fixtures for light fixtures for the front of a house, and then sort of pairing them as a suite. So if we do, let's say, two light fixtures on each side of a front door, then if there's a side door, we'll do a smaller version of that fixture, and then if there are garage bays, we'll continue with that. So there's a suite outside of different proportion size-wise, but the same general design for the exterior lighting. And also the glass itself has changed a lot. In a lot of the homes, I'm using a seated glass, which is sort of a weathered-looking kind of a glass with bubbles in it. It has an aged look to it. So that's a very nice look. I think it's a little bit more sophisticated for exterior lighting. So when you're looking, if you're looking for something that's maybe iron, a black iron, with a seated glass, you're getting something that's very much in style right now and something that works well. Remember to pair the size of your lighting with the scale of where you are. You don't want to have a tiny space with a huge light, and then you don't want to have lights in your garage base. If many of you have three-car garages and you don't want little tiny lights, you want to make sure that lighting is done into proportion until the size of the space that you're accommodating. Also, take in account where you are, where your property sits. If your property sits far back from the road, you're going to want much bigger lights. You want to see them from a distance, so you're going to want a bigger proportion light to the space. The next thing that I want to talk about was path lights. And I'm sort of on the fence, to be honest with you, no pun, about path lights. I've seen them in practical applications work well, but I've also seen them make a space look very cluttered. And I think a lot of people have seen those path lights out there with wires and so on. And they don't really give a lot of light. They give some ambient light, which is nice, especially in the evening or if somebody was leaving the house from the front door in the morning. But they don't give a lot of light. Lately, they've made some strides in solar path lights, and sometimes they can give you some light that's nice. But I find, in general, that path lights are not my favorite because they make, to me, a walkway look a little bit cluttered. I'd rather have some more light on a space when someone's leaving, some more task light, personally. But the lighting, in general, of a property is very important. And I do find that in Hunterdon County, in particular, where the lots are often bigger and we're more set back in the country, people will actually light up their house. They will have spots and they will have lights on the house. So if somebody's coming from a distance, they can see the house from a distance. And that can be done very well, and that can really make a house look impressive at night when it's lit. You want to be careful with that, though. Sometimes people put too much lights on a house, and then it's sort of overkill. It looks like a movie premiere. So we want to make sure that we keep that to a minimum, that you illuminate the house, but that you don't make it over the top in a residential neighborhood. One of the things that I prefer to do on a property is to actually light up the trees. So if you have a driveway that has some trees that are on a path, it's kind of almost more attractive to light up, to illuminate outside the with low voltage lighting, to illuminate the trees up a drive. And that's a softer look. It's kind of a nicer look on a property and a good way to go. I also like, in particular if you're in a country environment, you don't have to keep those little white lights just at Christmas time. Lighting bare branches this time of year is wonderful and very welcoming if you have a side porch or an area, and keeping them up all year is something that I actually kind of like. Just a small white light and branches that you have all year long in an area, particularly if you're set back from the road, can look very nice and a great way to light up your space. Another way that you might want to light up your stairs and so on is using lanterns. I was in Pottery Barn the other day and just saw a slew of lanterns, although I do carry them in all three of my stores, with battery-operated candles that had wonderful light, that were on timers, and then you can light your steps with wonderful lanterns, and that's a really attractive look, done in any finish. These had been done in a polished nickel finish. But black is also very nice. The oil rub bronze is nice. Even the white is actually kind of nice. And having lanterns up your steps, down your walkway, or maybe up out by a pool area is a nice thing to consider. Pool lights are another thing. I happen to have a pool, and I'm not so crazy about being in it when the lights are on at night, but if I'm entertaining or having an evening party, if you have lights in your pool, put those lights on. It makes wonderful shadows. It changes the entire look of your backyard by having lights coming out of your pool area. There are a lot of safety checks in place now for GFIs and making sure water doesn't get in. If water, God forbid, gets in, it shorts out immediately. But the look of having your pool lit from underneath, from the water, is a wonderful look, and it really adds a lot to this. All right, so we're going to go to our first set of commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
I'm your ice cream man, stop me when I'm passing by.
It's time to visit Pambee's, the newest ice cream shop in town. Pambee's Purely Delicious Ice Cream, Gelato, and Sorbet, made in Hunterdon County from unique blends of natural extracts, herbs, and spices. Created with a rich, creamy texture bursting with flavor. Tickle your palate with exotic flavors such as rose cardamom, hot mango, and ginger lemon. Or satisfy your craving for dark chocolate, pecans, and caramel. Located on Route 31, south of Clinton. Pambee's Purely Delicious.
See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I'm an interior designer for the past 20 years, working on a lot of commercial projects this time of year. I'm doing a wonderful hotel called the Murray Hill Inn in New Providence, New Jersey, and we're doing a lot there. Just finished Village Ice Cream Parlor in Maplewood, New Jersey, and working on a lot of commercial things, some new office work that I'm starting to do, converting some offices for clients, and a lot of commercial needs as well. For any of your needs, whether it just be getting a quote on painting or decorating or maybe do some window treatments or blinds, please contact our offices. You can reach Maven Hill Designs at 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Okay, today's topic happens to be the lighting show, and it's all about lighting. So in the previous segment, we were talking about exterior lighting, things like changing out your front door lights and maybe going with more of a iron finish, something that's a little bit darker, more towards the blacks, and maybe doing some seated glass this time around so the bulbs are slightly obscured but really good looking. And that we want to do a family of lights. We want to make sure that we have a style that we like and a finish, and then duplicate those lights in different sizes on side doors and garage above garage doors so that the palette is all the same and there's continuity there. We talked about path lights. We talked about lighting up your house in certain cases. We talked about lighting up the trees on your property, really elegant. Did you ever go to a wonderful restaurant and in the distance the trees are all lit up as you're going up the drive? It's a really nice look to, and I'm surprised more people don't do it, light up your trees going up the drive. It's a wonderful look. Also, if you have an area that has some wonderful dogwoods or some beautiful branches, to light up the branches at night in certain spots of your house, perhaps with white lights, it's always still a lovely look. Whether it be LED or regular lights. I prefer the ones that are incandescent, if you can still find those. And then lanterns. Lanterns is another way to light a stairway, which would be quite nice. You see them in pool areas, you see them on decks, and it's a great way to do it. The only one that we didn't talk about is these new sort of patio lights that they have out now that are on a string. They're sort of like a Christmas light, but they're a lot bigger, often like the shape of a plum tomato, and they have what's called an Edison bulb in there where you see the filament. And I have a client in Tewksbury, New Jersey that just did her patio over and got a couple of strands of those. And what a terrific look, what a nice, more of an industrial look, but what a nice look for the space to have those, what they call Italian patio lights in a space. Really finishes a backyard space and very good looking. All right, so we're going to switch on to now interior lighting and all the different things that are in. I have to tell you, before the show this morning, I did some research and I pulled up some different images from Pinterest. I Googled some things, took a look at some of the boards on Howes. And there was sort of a very defined look, as in the change in styles are a little bit more contemporary. For the interior lights, styles have changed a lot. They're a lot simpler. They have a lot cleaner lines. And exterior lights have changed a lot. And there's a lot of people are lighting. People are adding incremental lighting, probably more than ever, whether you have a home that was built in the 40s or the 60s, or even a home that's only, you know, a couple of years old. People are adding more lighting for practical reasons, but also for the aesthetics of doing it. Starting with ceiling lights, of course, we continue to see recessed lights everywhere I go. In new construction, you almost expect to see recessed lights both on the first floor, but even in the bedrooms, I'm seeing recessed lights more than ever. Very flush-looking recessed lights, cans of about 5 inches, and with an LED bulb now, and that they're dimmable. And so we're seeing that most often. It is a practical application because it gives you wonderful functional light. They're with the LED bulb, they're very inexpensive to run. And as long as you can have them on dimmers now, which you can with the LED bulbs, you're getting a good light in the space. And if you have an older home, one of the tricks that makes an older home, I'm working today at an older home that was built in the 60s, a beautiful colonial, and we're adding cans or recessed lights to the first floor. And my homeowner said, the kids came home and said, "Dad, we got a new house." Adding recessed lights to an older home, which was typically lit by lamps or overhead light, having that the light of a recessed can on a dimmer definitely makes the space look newer. It's a really nice thing to do. Dimmers are a wonderful thing to do, and you should always do it on a dimmer. That really makes a difference. It's not very expensive. In fact, there's a new LED bulb that's actually the fixture. If you go to Home Depot or Lowe's or any of these big centers, you'll see that they have a drop-in now, a drop-in recess light where the bulb is just one continuous surface. And you put them in, they're very inexpensive and a really great way to update your home, especially if you're looking to sell an older home. That's a great way to bring in some overhead lighting in the space. It doesn't take up any room if you have less than 8-foot ceilings or 8-foot ceilings. It makes the space seem a little bit taller and definitely brighter, which is always a good thing. Now let's talk about fixtures themselves. There are certain areas where you're not going to want to have a recessed light. If you're in the inside of the foyer of your house and you have a lower ceiling, less than 9 feet, you might want to do what's called a flush mount fixture. And a flush mount fixture is a fixture that is attached directly to the ceiling without sort of a bar or a drop. So in places where you have a ceiling that's less than 9 foot and you want to put a light right at the entrance, you probably don't want that light to be a recessed light. You want it to have a little bit more presence. So that is considered a flush mount fixture. Flush mount fixtures you'll often see in bathrooms as well. And you places where you need sort of a light for a task, but you want to have something that's just slightly more of a statement. And I will say that flush mount lights often did not have a lot of appeal to them. They were very generic looking. And of recent years, I think they've gotten a little bit better about incorporating some more style and flush mount pieces. In fact, the round ones, the diameters I see, even when they're very shallow, have gotten a lot bigger, so you're getting more of a statement for a flush mount light. And every job I go on, I always have to go buy flush mount lights. And what you want to keep in mind, and I say this to everybody on the show, is you want continuity. So if you're redoing your outside lights and your outside lights are iron and they're black and you have seated glass, you might want to carry a similar style and look in the front of your home on the inside, so there's continuity from you open the door. Let's say you're changing out the look of your house, you change the clapboard color to a gray with white trim, and you have a black front door, and you decide to do some iron fixtures on either side, lights on either side of the house, and then they come in. You want to sort of continue that. You want it to look like it's cohesive. So bringing in some new lights that have that same coloration, a flush mount fixture at the entrance, is a nice way to do that. Same thing goes for your bathroom spaces or transitional spaces where you wouldn't use a recessed light. It's kind of nice to have that there for you. The next thing I wanted to talk about is semi-flush mount lights. If you have a ceiling height of 9 feet and you want to have some fixtures on that are coming down from the ceiling, it's sort of a more elegant look to drop the fixture a little bit, to have a base that's connected to the ceiling, but then to have a little bit of a space or a bar so they don't hang just flush with the ceiling. And semi-flush mount lights I probably do most often in hallway spaces, in transitional spaces where people don't want to use a recessed fixture. And there are a lot of beautiful, I Googled them this morning, a lot of beautiful semi-flush mount fixtures with a lot of style to them. A lot of new shapes out there. If you go to Google Images, which is just amazing what's out there, give yourself an idea before you actually go out shopping of what you like and see how many new styles they have. But again, the consistency of what you do from room to room, you want to have similar styles. You don't want to have one type of lights in one room and the next different. You want to have the same sort of color, the same sort of finish. They don't have to be exactly the same, but they want to go with the architecture and the style of the house. I'm doing a lot of pendant lights these days, and I tell people on our hanging lights category, pendant lights are often what you'd see over an island where they're long hanging small lights, and pendant lights have become increasingly popular both in kitchens but also in hotels, in bar areas. People like the look of pendant lights. And pendant lights are also going a little bit more modern looking. I see a lot of black wired pendant lights. And then the fixture is clear glass. And that's one of the trends that I and my team spotted this week when we were looking for our project for this week, was that we're seeing a lot of lighting fixtures where the bulb is actually exposed. So you'll have a pendant, which is a light that's coming down. It's a cord that's coming down off of the ceiling, and then you'll have sort of a glass fixture, and then you'd have the screwed-in clear light bulb where you actually see the filament as its own look, a very natural look, clear glass, and then a definitely exposed bulb. And we went from site to site and vendor to vendor, and we consistently saw that basic look, whether it be something that was sort of half open, or the globe style was very popular, the globe or orb style of a pendant that was completely round, and within the round you saw the actual bulb with the filament, and that was its own look. Very pared down, very clean. Even in more traditional spaces, we saw that quite often. The sort of old schoolhouse look is still very popular. We have a white clouded bulb, but very clean in both traditional and transitional spaces. It's continued to be popular, but a lot with the clear glass. That seems to be the black cord and the clear glass seem to be increasingly popular. All right, we're just about at half past the hour. We're going to go to our news, and when we come back, I'm going to have Bruce, the owner of Flemington Fan and Lighting, on the phone, and he's going to talk to us a little bit about lighting in depth and some trends and what's going on. So we'll take you to our news, and we'll be back after this break with Bruce from Flemington Fan and Lighting after the news. Thanks.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I mean, you have helicopters in the sky, you have police vans, you have armed police officers. It's extremely chaotic.
A witness to the terrorist attack in London today. Events still unfolding on the situation outside of Parliament. But this man said he was at Parliament and the situation changed immediately.
We were walking in the garden of the Parliament. It was beautiful and the sun was coming out. And suddenly, it took a second, the entire area, people started running and crying, and the police officers. I mean, it's amazing, the transformation.
One person has been confirmed dead so far in the attack. Judge Neil Gorsuch continuing his testimony on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary. The judge said no one's above the law.
Would he be subject to prosecution?
Senator, I'm not going to speculate.
But he's not above the law.
No man is above the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors.
Mm-hmm.
And shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
President Trump is talking about his immigration policy, saying they are going to strengthen America's security. And he also took a shot at federal liberal judges who were trying to stop him.
These security actions will save billions of dollars, millions of jobs, and thousands of lives. We're also taking decisive action to improve our vetting procedures. The courts are not helping us, I have to be honest with you. It's ridiculous. Somebody said I should not criticize judges. Okay, I'll criticize judges.
Today, the president will be meeting with leaders of the Congressional Black Caucus at the White House. Louisiana Congressman Cedric Richmond says he and five executive committee members will meet face-to-face with the president. They said they will discuss issues important to the African-American community. The subjects will include health care, the proposed budget by President Trump, and criminal justice reform. The president has previously stated that he was very eager to meet with the members of the Congressional Black Caucus. USA Radio News.
Oh, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
A total eclipse of the sun is coming to the U.S. this year, and it appears hotels in areas where the eclipse can be seen best are jacking up their prices. Here's correspondent Mark Mayfield.
Would-be witnesses to the total eclipse are already telling stories of sold-out hotels and higher room rentals. The eclipse occurs on August 21st, marking the first such occurrence in the continental U.S. since 1979. Once it begins, the moon shadow will move across a dozen states from the West Coast to the Carolinas. The progression has some folks scrambling to find their optimal viewing location, and that has hotels jacking up fees to accommodate visitors. Bottom line, if you're traveling to keep up with the eclipse, you might want to make your reservations as early as possible.
Officials with the Flagstaff, Arizona School District are concerned about unsigned notes being found in school buildings alluding to the Columbine shooting. Here's Jason Campadonia with more details.
The second note was found in a bathroom at Flagstaff High School on Monday after a note was found earlier this month at the school referring to the Columbine High School shooting. Officials say the second note did not include a specific threat but did allude to April 20th, which is the anniversary of the Columbine shooting. Police say there is no information right now that says the threats are credible, but they are being taken seriously. A meeting is set for tonight at the school to answer any questions that parents might have. Jason Campadonia, Phoenix.
A House panel setting the rules for tomorrow's expected floor vote on the GOP health care plan. President Trump put heat on lawmakers to pass the plan yesterday, saying their re-election could depend on it. USA Radio News.
And we are back with more modern design. I hope I have on the line, because this is a live show, Bruce from Flemington Light and Fan. Bruce, are you there? Let's see if we have Bruce.
Hello, Richard.
Okay, terrific. Let's see if we can have you just speak up a little bit. So welcome to our show, and you've been a guest on Modern Design before. Next time we'll have you in studio at our new location. So Bruce, why don't you tell us a little bit about your company, because you've been in the Flemington area an awful long time.
We've been in the Flemington area for about 25 years, and we offer a very eclectic array of lighting fixtures and ceiling fans that are quite unique in the industry today. We work on individualizing each sale to the customer's specific needs and tastes and budget. And since we carry about 15,000 brands of lighting and fans and assorted accessories, we go through a detailed list and itemize exactly what each individual needs.
Now, one of the reasons that I choose to use your company, Bruce, is that, well, number one, you have great customer service there, but also, again, the amount of options that you have is sort of overwhelming, both in your showroom, but the availability you have to get so many different brands, unusual brands, in, and for people to find what they're specifically looking for.
That's true, Rich. We deal with very 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 large amount of companies that specialize in very unique looks today. And lighting has a tendency to all look the same, and people's homes really don't want to reflect the sameness that you see in, say, a Hotel 6, a Motel 6, you know, the same old type of lighting that's around in the large box stores.
Well, here's a couple things that I'm seeing now that are trending in lighting, and you tell me what you think of that. I'm seeing a lot of lighting. Well, first of all, I'm seeing people doing pendants more than ever. Is that something that you're seeing in the store?
Yes, and a different array of pendants, not just glass, but we're seeing cages, we're seeing inverted bowls.
Right.
We're seeing very unusual pendants that are originated in the ceiling and going down. We've seen unusual sizing also. What might be considered too large is now, you know, the focal point over an island. Could be one piece or two, not necessary, you know, three or four.
Right, exactly. I sort of personally like two pendants over an island. But just, as you were saying that, I've also noticed that the pendants themselves, the lighting piece is getting a little bit bigger, so you are seeing them. Do people use pendants in areas other than a kitchen?
Yes. People are using them by bedsides.
Uh-huh.
Instead of lamps that occupy space on their nightstands, they're putting pendants or mini chandeliers on either side of the bed.
Right.
And that provides light and ample room for books and tea or whatever might be on a bedside table.
When I was doing the research for this week's show, I noticed a lot of pendants that were clear glass, and within the clear glass you would see the actual bulb, and the bulb had that sort of Edison look. The filament was exposed. That seems to be something that seems to be trending. I looked at it. I saw it on Pinterest. I saw it on House. I saw it on some of the home fashion related sites. Are you seeing that as well?
It's a good observation, Richard. Yes, I do. There's a lot of LED and incandescent Edison bulbs being used today. And different size bulbs give you different looks in the actual fixture. Some are long neck, some are short neck, some are a little bulbous than others. But yes, that Edison, that early electric look is very, very popular.
Very popular right now. And you mentioned something about sort of a cage look, and I have that in my notes here. I saw a lot of things. I was recently this week at a hotel in New York City called the Rebel. And actually, it's in Long Island City, overlooking Manhattan. And they had a lot of fixtures that had sort of cages around them, if you will.
Right.
I'm seeing that being very popular. You're seeing that as well?
I have. It's an industrial look, and they can be shown in either a brushed nickel, which is a silver,
right,
or an oil rub bronze, which is a darker brown look.
Right.
Both are extraordinarily popular, and they're in barn lights, they're in cage lights, they're in pendants, they're used flush mounts, sconces, outdoor, indoor. Yeah, there's lots and lots of look.
Now, what about chandeliers? Chandeliers for dining rooms and chandeliers. I find that there's such a change where I'm taking down so many brass sort of five light chandeliers and then replacing them often with a chandelier that's more of a drum shape, one big drum fixture, and then either they have arms underneath them and they're not as exposed, or just sort of that general drum shape where we're now using a shade as the sort of look in that space.
Yes, and you're absolutely right. The drum shade offers you presence of a piece over a table. It also offers a complementary look to the environment, to your decorating style. They come in an array of different fabrics. Also, in the center of these drum shades can be any type of chandelier, whether it be a crystal or something very simple. The shades could take up as a fabric,
right,
or metal,
right,
or chain.
Wow.
There are so many different stylized looks in the drum shade.
I think lighting has really taken on a whole new look, and it's not necessarily a big expense to update your lighting, but it really can make a house look much more modern, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, Richard. You know, when you think of the amount of space you have on the ceiling, and it reflects the same amount of space you have on the floor, and you look what you have on your floor with, just take a living room. You have couches and you have tables, and you have rugs and you have wall coverings. Well, you only have one spot on the ceiling.
Right.
And that one spot that you choose to put a fixture should reflect your decorating style on the ceiling. It shouldn't be an afterthought. It should be something that one thinks very, very long and hard about before they make that investment.
Exactly, because it really is such a statement, because like you say, it's one specific piece.
Exactly, and the same thing is true with a ceiling fan,
right,
or a kitchen piece. You have all that space on the floor, and you have one or two spots on the ceiling where you're going to install a light fixture.
What's going on with ceiling fans? Because I do see them evolving as well. In fact, before the show this morning, I sort of clicked on some interesting ceiling fans, and I saw ceiling fans that had that same sort of industrial cage look. Are you seeing that in the fans also?
I am. We're seeing a lot of commercial-looking fans,
right,
three-bladed fans, four-bladed fans, that are sleek, that are very, very much stylized, and are very, very in today.
Right.
It's not your same old brass five or four blade ceiling fan that we used to see in the 80s and 90s.
What do you think about the single blade ceiling fans? Could they possibly be as effective?
No, they certainly are not. They certainly move a lot less air. It's a counterbalance. One such fan is called the Enigma by Fanimation, and it's Enigma as to how it moves, but it's counterbalanced.
Right.
And we found whenever we've installed it, there is not a lot of air that's being generated.
Mm. So is it more just for the aesthetic of something being very contemporary?
It's a conversation piece. It looks very, very cool. It does move some air, and if the customer is satisfied with that little amount of air being generated, you know, then it's more for decoration.
Two areas I wanted to discuss with you today. One is, what if you have an existing chandelier and you don't have the budget to take it down, but you want to make it look a little bit more updated? So maybe you have a chandelier that's brass, and you spray it, and you do it a nice sort of matte silver finish, and you want to have the look of a drum fixture. Do you have any companies, shade companies, that we can order a shade for it and then have
Actually,
it sort of
do.
Have that look?
It's a good point. Actually, we do. It's just the adapter that needs to be installed or fixed to the column of the chandelier.
Right.
And the shade would fit over it. We do that a lot with crystal chandeliers.
Sure, because the combination of, let's say, a crystal chandelier and now a new shade that maybe has burlap or some sort of a linen look, the juxtaposition,
right,
of those two things is quite nice.
Absolutely. Or even a look at where the shade is translucent, and you could see through the shade slightly,
right,
and it just brings a nice element of decorating.
Right, and modernizing it without being, because things are obviously getting a little bit less formal these days. So
correct.
Keeping your piece, especially if it was an investment piece, but sort of updating a little bit. And then the other thing I wanted to address with you today in this segment is talking about bulbs, because that's the area that I really need to learn more of. And I think our people are quite confused about new LEDs and what kind of bulbs you have. Does incandescent still exist? Talk to us about bulbs.
Sure. People do get confused about the bulb situation today. There are basically three types One is the incandescent, which is the old standard bulb. Second is a CFL bulb, which people hate, which is a bulb that looks like a swirly glass, almost a column, very, very unsightly.
Yes, I know what you're talking about now.
And the third is the LEDs. Now, the LEDs have come a long way since they were incepted. LEDs can look exactly like the old incandescent bulbs.
Right. Yes. Well, now they can, I think.
Now they can, yes. The good ones do not show the heat sinks, which is a big white metal piece at the bottom of them, at the base of the bulb. That's been eliminated for the most part.
Right.
Bulbs. The beauty of an LED bulb is about 90% more efficient than an incandescent bulb. That said, we're talking 100-watt. Incandescent bulb will cost you 100 watts to run. An LED of the same amount of light that you get, the same lumens, will cost you about 8 watts.
Wow, it's a
the
huge...
The next thing is the longevity of the bulb.
Wow.
An LED bulb has, good LED bulbs have life expectancies of 30,000 hours.
That's amazing.
3 to 700 hours.
Right. Yeah. The problem that I have with the problem that I have with clients, to be honest with you, is that the early LEDs were very blue. The light was very cool, and it was very blue. And it's hard for me to get people to sometimes to take that on because they want a soft light in their home.
Right, I get a lot of that also, but that's the misconception.
Right,
you can get LEDs in any coloration that you want. It's called Kelvin, and the higher the Kelvin, the more brilliant, the more blue the light. The lower the Kelvin, the more yellow or warm tones the light takes.
That you're having, yeah. No, and having warm tones in the house
is... You don't have to get an orange bulb
right.
to get a regular soft white bulb. You can get Kelvin of 2,700 to 3,000, which is what people think of with a warm bulb.
And let's talk about exterior lighting a little bit. What are you seeing in exterior lighting?
Exterior lighting have taken on a completely new look. They're modernized as far as the way they present themselves on a wall. We're using wider fixtures.
Okay.
That emit more light because the glass is usually larger.
Right. So bigger proportions.
Now, exactly. Now, having said that, if you have a traditional home, then that particular light would not be, you know, you wouldn't have stainless steel. It wouldn't be a modern look. It would still have the look and the feel of a traditional piece, but in a different venue. So it's not the same old brass with a long tail that people just stick on the side of a house because that's all that was available at that time.
You know, even though the gold finishes are starting to come back in design, I don't see them coming back yet on the outside as much. I also see that, I say oil red bronze has been the most popular for many years that I've been doing in houses, but I'm seeing people more go to sort of a black or an iron finish and starting to shy away a little bit from the brown. I don't know if you see that as well.
We have, but the brown, the oil rub bronze goes with any color on a home with any finish.
Right, because and there are different degrees of oil rub bronze. Often it can look black.
Exactly, and gunmetal and an iron finish are two finishes that are becoming very popular. But that darker look, you don't see the pitting, and if you get a piece that is made of either aluminum, cast aluminum, or a poly, a resin, you're not going to get pitting and rusting.
Right, it's just a more practical solution because it's exposed to the elements.
More functional and more durable, yes.
Sure. Anything else as far as trends or things that you're seeing, ways to update your home, things that you see that you're liking when you go to shows, when you're ordering?
Well, we have companies that, that are absolutely specializing in recycled pieces, recycled glass, recycled metals, and very exciting that they're going green.
Right.
And the look is very much different than standardized looks, and people are tending to notice those in Architectural Digest, in your higher end decorating magazines. You'll see them. They're different. They provide the same amount of light, but they're almost pieces of artwork.
So is the recycled glass more obscure?
Is it more what? I'm sorry.
Is it more obscure? Are you not seeing it as clearly? It's not as clear of glass when it's recycled?
Oh, it's more of, it's, yeah, the recycled usually is a little more opaque.
Right.
Yes, we have.
So it's just like in home fashion with all the reclaimed wood, the same thing holds true with the fixtures with the glass.
True. It's true, yes.
That's wonderful.
And we also see a lot of retro, a lot of simple retro where fixtures are not tightly constructed. They're more open. They're more cage-like. They're more square.
Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of fixtures, a lot of lanterns, a lot of big fixtures without any glass in them, open
exactly,
fixtures.
Exactly, and they're playing on the geometric qualities of the metal, and that's been very, very popular.
Yeah, the metals are very, very popular, and a lot of open fixtures, a lot of caged fixtures, but in general, I think overall, in a way, a simpler look. The scale may be bigger, but the look is simpler, right?
Right. Well, the scale would be for the person's environment. So you can get a piece that looks the same style and just enlarge it or make it less bulbous, more narrow. If a person has a foyer and the foyer is high but narrow, well, you can get pieces that are the same style but fitting that customer's environment, that customer's...
So, Bruce, thank you very much. We're going to have you in probably in a couple weeks or so in studio. We'll do some wonderful things. Tell people how they can reach you. Give us your phone number, your location, and also if there's a website.
We do have a website. We are Flemington Lighting and Fan. We're located at 176 Routes 202 and 31, almost diagonally across from the inspection station in Flemington. We've been in business for 25 years, and our website is FlemingtonLighting.com, FlemingtonLighting.com. And we're open 6 days a week, and we welcome anyone looking for lighting information and for help in decorating their home with lighting.
Well, thank you for all your ideas. We really appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Richard. Nice talking to you.
Okay, have a good day.
You will. Bye-bye.
Okay, we'll go to some more commercial messages, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Huntington on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Huntington Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Huntington Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
The Huntington County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Huntington County, New Jersey.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Huntington Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Huntington Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
With just moments left, I'm back with a little bit more of Modern Design. Looking forward to a lot. We're going to have a lot of live guests in studio in the next couple of weeks. We're going to be talking about all things related to design, and we're going to maybe even do some field trips where we're going to take you in some great places you can go to get your best deals on paint, to get your best deals on wall covering, give you some wonderful examples. And coming in May, we're going to be adding television cameras, so you're going to actually get to see us right here in studio. We're going to see our wonderful guests with their white teeth and smiling faces, and we're going to give you examples of things. We're going to do some modern updates and how to update your furniture and your lighting fixtures. So a lot of good in store coming in the month of May here on Modern Design. So thank you again for supporting our show. I hope you're finding our new time slot well at 1 o'clock. You can always listen to us in the podcast. Thank you all, and have a wonderful day. See you next Wednesday. Bye-bye.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
I mean, you have helicopters in the sky, you have police vans, you have armed police officers. It's extremely chaotic.
A witness to the terrorist attack in London today. Events still unfolding on the situation outside of Parliament. But this man said he was at Parliament and the situation changed immediately.
We were walking in the garden of the Parliament. It was beautiful and the sun was coming out. And suddenly, it took a second, the entire area, people started running and crying, and the police officers. I mean, it's amazing, the transformation.
One person has been confirmed dead so far in the attack. Judge Neil Gorsuch continuing his testimony on Capitol Hill in front of the Senate Judiciary. The judge said no one's above the law.
Would he be subject to prosecution?
Senator, I'm not going to speculate.
But he's not above the law.
No man is above the law.
This is USA Radio News.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
All right.
Okay.